Ich hatte schon angekündigt, dass tolle Musiker gleich hier da sein werden. Die Dame haben wir schon mal ins Studio gebeten. Margaret Glasby ist hier. Sie ist gebürtige Kalifornierin, wohnt aber zurzeit in New York und spielt heute für euch auf beim Flux FM Bergfest Spezial. Schön bei uns unten im Fluxbau direkt an der Spree. Da haben wir unsere wunderbare Terrasse und können diesen tollen Sommertag genießen und dann auch noch mit ganz feiner Musik. Ab 18 Uhr geht's los, ist immer mittwochs und wir laden euch da herzlich zu ein und wollen natürlich jetzt auch Margaret näher kennenlernen, die gerade 600 Kilometer hierher gedüst ist. Aus dem hohen Norden ist sie gekommen und wollen wir natürlich alle Details erfahren, was sie jetzt schon für eine Reise hinter sich hat. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you so much.
Do you understand a little bit of German?
Well, I just heard you say how long we drove.
Yes.
And that's all I got.
But you're looking very fresh.
Thank you. I'm trying my best.
For that long drive. Was it a bus or a normal car?
I think it's called a minibus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just kind of like a van.
Yeah. And now you're experiencing Germany for the first time, but you had some concerts with Boy.
I had some concerts with Boy and we did a couple of headlining shows before this too. We played in Cologne and Bremen and where else? We're about to play in Nürnberg pretty soon and a few other cities.
Ja, spannend. Und das ist sozusagen auch ihre Debütreise mit ihrer Debütplatte, die aber auch einige Zeit gebraucht hat. Sie heißt Emotions und Math und da wollen wir auch gleich reinhören, aber vorher noch ein bisschen mehr über sie erfahren. So, you were born in California?
I was born in California, yeah.
What was the name of the city? Red Bluff.
Yeah, I grew up in Red Bluff. I was born in Sacramento and grew up in Gerber and Red Bluff, two different very small places.
Yeah, how many citizens?
I mean, the Red Bluff actually got a little larger. I think that's maybe 20,000 people now. So it's not tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
But it used to be smaller when I was there before. And Gerber is much smaller than that. It's probably less than half of that. So yeah, and then after that I moved to Boston and I went to music school there briefly and then now I'm in New York for the last 6 years.
Oh wow. And how far along were you with music when you went to Boston?
I was I had been playing music since I was little. And I had kind of discovered singing and songwriting when I was probably about 15. And before that I was a fiddle player for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you start early on?
Yeah, when I was about 8 years old.
Okay, and did you practice every day? Yeah?
Kind of. I was kind of a bad student, but I did love music. I didn't like to practice, but I loved music.
Okay, that's good. But your parents weren't that eager, like, okay, to practice.
No. Yeah, they were very casual.
Mm-hmm. So are there fiddles in your music still? Or?
No, not at all.
No?
Yeah, there's no fiddle. I'm playing only electric guitar these days. But yeah, when I was little, I had kind of that around a lot.
Also keine Geige mehr, sondern nur noch die E-Gitarre, die ihr gut gefällt. Und das hört man auch beim nächsten Song. You and I, Margaret Glasby, heute Abend beim Bergfest im Fluxbau. You and I von Margaret Glasby. Dieser Song sagt, sie wird auch in ihrer Heimat Kalifornien gespielt. Is it played in New York as well?
Yes, oh yes.
Yeah, is it a radio hit over there? We can be happy to have you here.
We have pretty good, it's playing a lot in the US. Yeah, it's playing a lot. It's gotten some good radio play, which I feel very lucky for.
And it's on your debut album, of which you said it feels like it took 27 years to make this album. Mm-hmm. 27 Jahre, um ein Album fertigzustellen. Why does it feel like this for you?
It's my first full-length record, so I feel like everything before it has kind of added up to this one. And probably the next record will have taken 29 years to make, to be honest. It just feels like it's the sum of my parts. Every time I make one, it feels like everything goes into it. So, yeah, it just feels like every little thing I've heard or every person I've met has kind of gone into the record. I've made smaller things before, two EPs, one studio EP and one EP from home. But this is kind of the first full-length record, and it really, I put everything into it.
And the decision to move to New York, why didn't you stay in LA? Or
right, well, I was in Boston, and I decided to leave Boston because New York was so close, and I'd wanted to live in New York since I was tiny, so it was my chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also want to know a little bit about the title of the debut album, Emotions and Math, also Gefühle, Emotionen und Mathe, which go together in your life quite often, you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I think in making the record, it felt like I was taking a lot of emotive pieces and putting them together in this way that was like a puzzle or very analytical. And so it made sense in that. I also just wrote the song, and it's called Emotions and Math, and it felt like a good record title. I feel like it's the way I function and a lot of people function, dealing with dates and money and all these things, and really dealing with all of it just because you want to see your loved ones, mm-hmm. or you want to enjoy your life. So, yeah, it just makes sense to me. I think those two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Every day.
At first you're thinking, no, that doesn't go hand in hand, but at
it really
in the
does.
End it does.
Yeah,
genau.
Yeah, completely.
What's the plan for the next days and weeks for you?
Yeah, so this is, obviously we're in Berlin today. It's my first time in Berlin, and this is my first time in Europe, so I'm excited. After this, we play, we'll be in Nuremberg for a show, and then we'll also play in the Netherlands and then Ireland. And then I go home, and then I keep touring in the States until the end of the year.
And you say it's the first time in Berlin. What did you hear about Berlin, and what do you want to see? What rumors did you hear about
Berlin? I've heard in Berlin that it's very cool here.
Okay.
And everyone's been telling me in being in Germany that I'll be at the most at home in Berlin because I live in New York City. And I feel it already. I mean, it's just such a cool city so far. I've only driven through. This is the first time we've gotten out of the cars right to the radio station. But in just being able to look out the windows, it does feel very much so like Lower Manhattan or Brooklyn. And so I feel comfortable.
That sounds good. How long can you stay here?
Only, really, we're not staying in the city tonight, so we have to drive about 45 minutes out, so we're not only for the day.
Okay, so before your concert, the next 3 hours belong to you.
Exactly. I've got to get all my Berlin in.
Sehr gut. Ich hoffe, sie schafft ein bisschen was, sich anzuschauen. Das erste Mal in Berlin und dann heute Nacht nach dem Konzert geht's dann auch gleich weiter außerhalb von Berlin. Wir hören einen Song von Margaret, nämlich den Titelsong, den sie uns ja gerade auch erklärt hat. Emotionen und Mathe gehören doch irgendwie dazu, wenn man eben seine Liebsten zum Beispiel besuchen möchte, muss man ja auch alles kalkulieren und gucken, wie mache ich das jetzt? Und letztlich zwei Begriffe, die man erst nicht zusammenpackt, gehören für viele Menschen von uns einfach zusammen. Und heute Abend wird sie dabei sein im Fluxbau bei unserem Bergfest ab 18 Uhr. Der Eintritt ist frei, also kommt sehr, sehr gerne vorbei. Es gibt natürlich leckeres Fassbier, gesponsert von Berliner Pilsner, und frisch zubereitetes Streetfood und eben, wie gesagt, ganz tolle Live-Musik, unter anderem von dieser Künstlerin, die gerade das erste Mal dabei ist, Berlin und natürlich auch eure Ohren zu erobern. Margaret, have a wonderful time in Berlin.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure having you here. Enjoy the rest of your tour and come back next year.
Yeah, totally. I think I'll even be back next month. In November. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, so maybe we see us again here.
Yeah, totally.
Sehr schön. Und hier ist sie mit Emotions and Math.